Law enforcement's in the news today as we hear more details about the white Charleston, South Carolina police officer who fatally shot a black man he had stopped for a traffic offense. People around the country are looking for new ways to police. Nearly 8 years ago, a public defender, a prosecutor, and a police captain got together to talk about crime in Seattle. They wanted to see what would happen if the city gave drug offenders help instead of putting them behind bars. That experiment turned into LEAD, the Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion Program. And today, results of that experiment are in. Former Seattle Interim Police Chief Jim Pugel helped get LEAD off the ground. He told me this study by the University of Washington measured how likely it was that offenders who were part of LEAD would end up back in jail.
And it showed that the recidivism rate was reduced for people who were being actively managed in LEAD by 34 to 58%. And without getting into the weeds or getting too wonky, that's called statistically significant.
What went through your mind when you saw these quantifiable results of this program?
For the last 40 years, we as a society, we as a nation, and certainly we as the Seattle Police Department and the King County Sheriff's Office were doing the same thing over and over and over and getting the same results, which is the definition of insanity. It's very fortifying and just a great feeling to see these results come out. Not only the numbers, the raw numbers that are on paper, but seeing the success stories, these humans who are in a much better place.
I'm talking with Chief Deputy to the King County Sheriff, Jim Pugel. You have been in law enforcement for more than 30 years at this point, and as we mentioned, you've been part of the Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion Program, the LEAD program, since it was implemented. How has your involvement with LEAD changed the way that you interact with folks who do break the law?
I think one of the big lessons from being involved in LEAD is that we take a much more comprehensive examination. If the activity that's presented to the police officer is not inherently violent, is not harming anyone else physically, then it has taught me and many others involved in this that we can take some time to analyze the issue. What has happened to this person to bring them to a point where they're either consuming or, worse, addicted to a drug, and they are out in public causing significant harm to themselves and at least visible harm to others? And that's what LEAD does. It brings these people in who are either selling or using, brings them in, allows them to be part of the solution. They get to help develop their recovery plan, their management plan, and then they're actively managed, not just by the police, but they're actively managed by the case managers at Evergreen Treatment Service Providers.
What have officers that you've worked with, what kinds of stories have they told you about their attitudes changing?
Well, the first reaction when you explain the program is utter disbelief. Police officers were born and raised to put people in jail. That's all we were taught. But they, the police officers, are now able to actively manage their beats, their districts, and they are actually seeing the results, visible results of people who these officers, these deputies thought were going to be found dead of an overdose, seeing them recover, seeing them get jobs, see them not even get involved in crime anymore. So they're seeing the results of their actions.
There are a lot of people and business owners in downtown Seattle who look around, they see drug dealing, they see drug using, they see people sort of hanging around, loitering. And they're like, well, this is all well and good to talk about, you know, helping them out, but I just want them off my streets because I don't like it. So what do you, Jim Pugel, say to those folks?
Well, that's not just a police response. I've patrolled the streets of Seattle for 30 years. We see the disorder. Having put people in jail, having personally made undercover drug buys, having supervised the operations for over 30 years, I've seen that the old system doesn't work. These folks are not the only cause of disorder. There's public health issues out there. There's public development. There's myriad things that have to be done to make a community safe and vibrant and healthy. So this is a lot better approach than I've been involved in for the last 30-some years.
Looking back to that young aspiring police officer that you were when you set out, what would you tell him from what you've learned from your involvement with LEAD?
Be open to new ideas, work with the community, and working with traditional adversaries who see things in a completely different way. I think that's the big lesson.
Jim Pugel's now King County's chief deputy to the sheriff. The results of the University of Washington-led study are at leadkingcounty.org. This is the second of four long-term evaluations of the LEAD program.